this is Winona LaDuke, and I'm going to talk about why I think Sophia Walensky should get a Purple Heart. I always question the 4th of July. The 4th of July weekend, I was fortunate to stop in at the Sisseton Dakota Powwow, where everything that is important to me was popping. Dancing, a rodeo, moccasin games, and thousands of beautiful Native people. As is customary at the opening, veterans and patriotism are honored. That is where I found Sophia Walensky being honored, at the Sisseton Dakota Powwow. I would like to give her a Purple Heart. Let us remember her on this 4th of July, and let us remember patriots. Frankly, Sophia Walensky is someone that North Dakota would like to forget. After all, when 21-year-old New Yorker Sophia Walensky's arm was blown off by a concussion grenade, Morton County Sheriff Kirchmeyer suggested that the water protectors were the perpetrators. That's the so-called November 21st Battle of Backwater Bridge at Standing Rock. Well, actually, Kirchmeyer's statement was likely written by either the North Dakota National Guard or Tiger Swan, the illegal security company who North Dakota's top leadership say they didn't know was operating illegally. In just released documents, North Dakota official Ben Langang and North Dakota National Guard leadership Major Amber Bakken tried to initially spin the story, stating that, quote, protesters had attempted to use a chain and tractor, and that the chain attached to the vehicle snapped and grievously wounded Walensky. That's in a November 22nd email from the National Guard. Her father, attorney Wayne Walensky, differed. At around 4:30 a.m., after the police hit the bridge with water cannons and rubber bullets and pepper spray, they lobbed a number of concussion grenades, which are not supposed to be thrown at people, directly at protesters, or protectors, as they want to be called. The grenade exploded right as it hit Sophia in the left forearm, taking most of the undersurface of her left arm with it. Both her radial and ulnar artery were completely destroyed. Her radius was shattered, and a large piece of it is missing. Her medial nerve is missing a large section as well. All of the muscle and soft tissue between her elbow and wrist were blown away. The police did not do this by accident, Walensky said. It was an intentional act of throwing it directly at her. Additionally, police were shooting people in the face and groin, intending to do the most possible damage. That's Sophia Walensky's father talking. As Walensky's father's statement went viral, subsequent police reports indicated Walensky's arm injury occurred when a propane canister she was attempting to throw exploded. That's what North Dakota said this time. Frankly, it's hard to get your story straight when it's a lie. In the meantime, a federal grand jury was convened on Sophia Walensky. It's not clear where that is at, although at least one witness was dismissed prior to testimony. The Water Protectors Legal Collective calls the grand jury, quote, one piece of a larger effort to criminalize water protectors and to unfairly target individuals in an effort to divide the movement, end quote. It is believed that two other grand juries remain convened, aimed at water protectors. In contrast, the Morton County Sheriff's Office rejected the collective's claim, saying, quote, our priority has been and will always be to protect First Amendment rights while bringing to justice those who choose to not be peaceful and prayerful in their protests, end quote. That's the Morton County Sheriff's Office. Meanwhile, North Dakota officials are trying to sort out Tiger Swan, the mercenary security firm who worked closely with state law enforcement officials for at least 5 months, despite being under investigation by the state. The company, quote, straight from the war-torn fields of Afghanistan, end quote, led in, quote, unified command structure, end quote, according to High Plains Reader's Christopher Hagen, and operated pretty much in a warlike scenario. So there she is. I see Sophia Walensky at the powwow. That's at the Dakota powwow. She's got a big support system for her arm, and she looks frail, but she looks resolved. I give her a small hug, introduce myself, and give her a kiss on the forehead. I tell her I am sorry for her injury and thank her for her courage. So frankly, I'm trying to sort out my patriotism. I walk in awe and wonder at the Sisseton and Dakota powwow, full of celebration, joy, and honor. I'm always in awe of the Dakota people, perhaps some of the most persecuted Native people in our region. They received the wrath of General Sibley. They were shot at by the army, forced into prison camps, and hung in the largest mass hanging in U.S. history. Even Wikipedia refers to the brutality. Quote, the Dakota were severely punished, A U.S. military court convicted 303 men of war crimes and sentenced them to death. Of the 303, the army hanged 38 men the day after Christmas in the largest mass execution in U.S. history. Efforts were undertaken by the United States to revoke the treaties, abolish the reservation, and expel the remaining Dakota people from Minnesota entirely. Bounties of $25 were put on any Dakota found within the boundaries. So here are the Dakota, the Sisseton Dakota, honoring Sophia Walensky. A Purple Heart is awarded for, quote, being wounded or killed in action against an enemy of the United States, or as a result of an act of such enemy or opposing armed forces, end quote. I think Sophia Walensky deserves a Purple Heart for protecting the water and the land. I'm not sure what nefarious actions North Dakota's law enforcement is hoping to deal with Sophia Walensky, but rest assured, many will stand by her. Like the Dakota, we remain patriots to this land. Miigwech, this is Winona LaDuke.